أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا. وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Ta'ala said it is nothing difficult for Allah to replace people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala referred to how man was created. At one time he was not in existence at all. And then Allah created him and put within him the capabilities of discerning what is right and what is wrong, which path he should follow. So now Allah ends the surah in a very beautiful way and refers back to that guidance which Allah Ta'ala has given, and that is the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna hadhihi tadhkirah, yetu nasihat hai." This is an admonishment, a guidance, and advice for mankind. And this is that Allah Ta'ala has given man his eyes, his ears, by which he can understand. And then Allah Ta'ala has given him his heart, by which he can use, and his brains, all these faculties Allah Ta'ala has given, so that man uses this. And more than that, Allah Ta'ala sent about 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam to guide man. And Allah sent his heavenly kitabs as well. And Allah Ta'ala has sent the final kitab, the Quran Sharif, which is a guide, a navigator, a GPS, a reminder for mankind. So when that Allah Ta'ala has completed all that, so Allah says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. پھر جو کوئی چاہے کر رکھے اپنے رب تک راہ. Now whoever wishes to must make his way to Allah, take his road to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That must be our destination, to reach Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And do many of us, many times we feel that we must be shown something in a dream, or somebody must come and catch our hand and lead us to the right, or that Allah Ta'ala must just put it in our hearts, we become five times namazis, we become righteous, etc. We want to see the writing clearly of this or of that. Allah says that Allah has given the greatest admonishment, the Quran Sharif, and that is to guide mankind towards right, and you have got your road now. Now it is up to you to follow that. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. اور تم نہیں چاہو گے مگر جو چاہے اللہ. And you will not wish to go on the right path, but if Allah so wishes, whom Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, and whom Allah Ta'ala puts on the right path. From this it might appear that when we are not responsible, if Allah gives us tawfiq, then only can we come on the right path. Without Allah's tawfiq, we cannot. That is definitely so. But the ayat in front explains it clearly. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. بے شک اللہ ہی سب کچھ جاننے والا حکمت والا. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. From before, Allah Ta'ala knew what every person is going to do. So Allah wrote it down. And that is what is taqdeer. That Allah Ta'ala knew what everyone is going to do. And if we say, why doesn't Allah force everyone to do what is right, then there is no test in that case. If a person is forced to do or something, then there is no test. And Allah Ta'ala is full of wisdom. Allah knows exactly, Allah's all His decisions are not based just on anything else, but on the pure wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has got full knowledge of what everyone is going to be doing, and Allah Ta'ala based everything on wisdom. So it's not that we say, it was written in my taqdeer, that's why I had to do this, I had to do that. No, Allah Ta'ala gave us a choice. And that Allah knew what we are going to do, and so Allah Ta'ala wrote that down. And consequently, which direction we go, Allah Ta'ala will take action accordingly also. يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِي. داخل کر لے جس کو چاہے اپنے رحمت میں. Whom Allah wants to, Allah gives iman and then God puts that person into the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. That person in this world also lives in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and in the Akhirat, in the form of Jannat also, he will be in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So it is Allah who gives iman and Allah Ta'ala who deprives other people of iman. And that is that Allah knew what they were going to do, and that is on the basis of the great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. وَالظَّالِمِينَ أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. اور جو گنہگار ہیں تیار ہیں ان کے واسطے عذاب دردناک. And for those who disbelieve in Allah, who disobey Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, Allah said, we have prepared a very painful punishment for those people. So the greatest punishment will be for the non-believers, for the munafiqeen. And for the sinners, if they did not make tawbah, if Allah did not forgive them, then they will have to pay for their sins, and then they will go into Jannah. So this surah, like the rest of the Quran, the great miracle of the Quran, the beautiful presentation of the Quran, it started with in the way that how Allah created mankind, gave him all his faculties and his capabilities to discern right from wrong. And then finally Allah ends it that Allah has sent this Quran Sharif as a complete guide, and that Allah will protect the Quran and the true teachings of the Quran Sharif till the day of Qiyamah. And there will be always a band of people who will always protect the true teachings of the Quran Sharif and will not allow it to be mixed with other things of contemporary times, etc. But that pure Islam will remain alive all the time.